Come, gather ye friends around your flickering campfires and listen to tales of monsters, gods, and lion skin dressing gowns.
It's either a Heracles episode or Good Shepherd Day at the York Dungeon.
It is indeed that absolute son of a god, Heracles.
Labour 6, isn't it? What's next in the rotating carnival of hassle?
Birds.
Well, here we go.
Angry birds.
Ooh.
Angry killer birds with steel beaks, machine gun feathers, and lethal poo.
Yeesh, swipe left.
All here on
The Silly History Boys Issue.
Swipe right to the palace of King Bumhead, who gives Heracles his impossible labours. The palace of the king is in darkness. It is deathly quiet, save for the sound of weeping.
Through the blackened palace walks a hooded figure, across the silent arches and somber halls to where the weeping is loudest.
Good king, why do you cry?
Because it's useless. I was a fool to think that a goddess could love a king. Oh, Hera.
Where is Heracles? It has been too long since he was given his last labor.
What's the use? He just completes them with ease and the people love him and think I'm a massive bumhead.
You are a bumhead. A massive one. And what is this? Ah, a labor. A good one, too.
So answer my question. Where is Heracles?
Pandora's Box. It's a nightclub. I believe he's DJing.
DJing? Is that the original version? Actually, never mind. That definitely sounds like something that the Silly History Boys made up.
I shall go to this nightclub and remind Heracles of his duties.
Imagine, if you can, listener, a place that contains all the evils of the world. You can both smell and hear it long before you see it.
Outside is a line of lost souls.
Are they letting people in yet? My boob tube is freezing.
Just put this in your bag. I won't search you.
I just want to dance.
No trainers.
Oh, come on!
The music is too loud, the floor is too sticky, and the libations too expensive.
Yet onward we must travel, across the steaming people, across the sweating dance floor, and across the flooding toilets.
Ew!
I've died and gone to Techno Island!
Surely we have no friends here, listener. But wait, there in the DJ booth, is that the Nemean lion with its jaws swinging rhythmlessly?
Who's coming up to the run?
Thank you, ancient Mycenae club scene. That's me done. See you in the VIP, yo.
I'm afraid it can't be another late night, Heracles. As your PA, commercial manager, and nighttime smarties source.
Oh, boo.
You have meetings with sponsors tomorrow morning. And don't forget, you still have to sign everyone's thigh.
Oh, do I still have to sign people's manky body parts? Listen, I know I'm a demigod, but this is getting old. Miss Juno, Junie, can't I cry off?
Oh, but you're fans, Heracles. There's real electricity in the air tonight. I can feel it.
Actually, you're right there. The air is a bit staticky. Are these decks pack tested or what?
Yes. Excuse me, I must go.
Zeus power, Zeus! Zeus.
Heracles! My son, for shame, why hast thou abandoned thy quest?
Ah, father! How dare you hassle me at work?
DJing isn't work, mark that, listener. All you do is press stop and play and fiddle with the sliders occasionally. I gave you a quest to redeem yourself so that you could join me on Mount Olympus, not become a massive sellout. I wanted you to do some good in the world.
You are a god. If you want some good in this world, put it there yourself.
I told you I can't be bothered. Now, I have here your next labour.
Dad, I'm DJing. My PA, Ms. Juno, has the deets. And, oh, well, she's gone. How odd. Well, it doesn't matter, anyway. I can't let a sponsor down.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, fair play, fair play. Sponsors are very important. Unless this was to happen.
Fire! Someone quick, save the enhancements!
Go, look how amazing your diary suddenly freed right up. Now, you will go to Arcadia, to the Lake of Stymphalia, where live the Stymphalian birds, lethal creatures of your half-brother Ares, the god of war.
Audible yawn. I'll stuff these turkeys same as I've stuffed all my labors.
These labors, Heracles, are not just tests of your strength, but of your character. One day, the gods will need your strength, and...
Whatever, weekend dad, I'm off.
You hurt daddy very much. I hope those birds don't kill you. But I do hope that they peck some humility into you, my spirit.
Come on, fire! Somebody save the chicken coppers!
And so, in a huff, Heracles frumped out of the smouldering ruins of the nightclub and prepared to set off for his next labour. Before he departed, the demigod-slash-celebrity DJ emptied his man-bag of Danish techno LPs, and as he did so, a picture fell from that very man-bag. A picture of a family on a log flume. Two children, a lady, and a big beardy man, now cracked down the middle.
Heracles stops and stares at the family, his family, that he has broken once again.
Your appointments are cancelled, Heracles. I'm sure the sponsors will understand. It was, after all, an act of God. Or a God, anyway.
What's done is done, Miss Juno. There's no getting them back, no matter what I do.
Well, we could probably just reschedule. It'll be fine, Heracles. Don't look so glum. After all, nobody died.
Yes. Yes, you're right, Junie. I'll get over to Arcadia and stuff these birds and be back in time to put my name on an energy drink. After all, I am Heracles.
You sure are, Heracles. And this is an opportunity. The DJing is good, but the Heracles brand is doing labours. I'm predicting big traction on this. And so, I got you some swag.
Swag? Wow! Oh, a new bow! A new club! And is this...
a new lion skin. And yes, it's Gucci.
I am gonna drip. Ooh, does it still have the whole invulnerable magic that the old one had?
I don't know. But your old lion skin smells like a bus seat.
Well, yes... well, yes, but I'm practically invincible when I wear it, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a hero, not a scared little man in a dressing gown.
I'll show you a scared little man. I'm off to pluck some birds, and I'm gonna look fabulous doing it. Goodbye.
That's the spirit, Heracles. Off you go. To your death.
Thus Heracles set off for Arcadia in the south of Greece, and he did not go alone. Thanks to his fame, a great caravan of admirers now followed him everywhere.
Love you, Heracles!
Love you, peasant! Why not buy me a coffee on Ko-Fi? You've really got to dig around, because we're hard to find.
Oh, we will! You deserve it so hard, Heracles! You're so cool and grammable! He's got a new dressing gown! It's Gucci!
Replicas are for sale, often crafted from the highest quality acrylic. Come friends, let's all drink some branded Heracles wine from our branded Heracles wine goblets.
Yay! Yay! Heracles! Yay! Capitalism!
Spirits are high until the walking festival of Heracles arrives at the misty edge of a fell swamp, the home of the Stymphalian birds.
For some reason, these deadly birds don't rank high on ancient Greece's list of monsters, which is odd when you consider their lethal abilities and their unusual origin.
The birds had been pets of the goddess Artemis, but they had fallen into the keeping of Ares, the god of war.
Coming! Oh, you naughty beasts! Get out from under his feet!
Woof!
Hawkwind! Bonzo!
Woof!
Prince Quack Quack! Stop it! Ares! Ares, god of war! And my beloved big brother!
Are you the goddess Artemis or linked in?
Brother, I forgot how funny you are when you're not fighting and starting wars!
Yeah. Where's the telly?
Oh, of course, silly me, it's through here. You've got all the movies, all the sport, but if you get anything on pay-per-view, then it will appear on the bill.
Damn, all right, the phone will have to do. When are you back? Like, exactly what time?
Why are you being so specific? Never mind. Hopefully Mrs. Nibbles will win all the prizes I've entered her in. Softest paws, fluffiest fur, and the motocross.
I agreed to house it for one weekend. I know you've got Sky, but I got walls to do.
And feed all the animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that. How many animals does a goddess of the wild actually have?
Oh, I don't really keep track of the numbers, brother. I mean, there's the ducks, the bison, the giraffes, the stags, the boars, the frogs, the stick insects, the chinchillas, and the 82 breeds of dog. Woof. It's all here in this handy print-off I made for you.
Oh. And they all need feeding. Hey, can I make them fight?
They all need feeding, yes. And no, you cannot make them fight. Okay, bye!
Woof.
What? Stop staring at me. Want feeding? All right, you can work for it.
And so, Ares, the god of war, whirled away a week with Artemis, the goddess of the hunts, animals. How wholesome. I wonder if the Cenarian hind from Heracles Part 5 was there.
I saw it once. It was so goldenly amazing that I pooed my pants almost instantly.
As did I. We have shares in the Blue Rail Company now. And in diabetes medicine.
Go away, there is no time for a gratuitous cameo for those farty hunters from the Cenarian Hind episode that we all thought was funny. Go away. Stop that.
Oh!
No.
Days passed, and Artemis returned to find her menagerie much changed.
Here we are, Mrs. Nibbles. I will cook you a champion's dinner for your exquisite cornering at the motocross. Let's hope Uncle Ares has looked after everyone. Now, I best open the door slowly and noisily. Ares! Ares, I'm home! Oh, what the...
I've made improvements to all your animals, so they can fight each other. Look at your old boring Doberman Corgi Cross, now with steel teeth and tank
stacks.
Your humdrum gerbils give a new purpose by replacing their tails with rotating knives. And best of all, I turned your dreary budgies into 6th-generation attack birds. Their beaks can punch through 3 inches of steel. The feathers are made of razor-sharp bronze, and they can fire them out of the wings like machine guns.
What? Why?
Oh, and their droppings explode. Deathwing, show Mummy the ordinance.
This is the greatest crime against nature since James Corden in The Prom.
Come on, you haven't lived till you see 2 sheep fight with box cutters.
Get out!
All right, I'm going. Also, just a little one. My finger slipped while I was trying to watch a documentary on the whistleblower and the Watergate affair. So, yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
Get out.
Ares left sheepishly, or should that be birdishly? For as he left, the god of war produced from under his robe a single bird.
Now this is the pet for the god of war. Who's a lethal boy then, eh? Ollie want an egg, eh?
And that is how the Stymphalian birds came to be.
Is it?
No. But Heracles will have his work cut out because the iron beaks, the machine gun feathers, that I did not make up.
And the exploding poo?
Yeah, that was me. In the original, their poo is poisonous, but hey, it's the silly history point show, isn't it? Meanwhile, at the edge of the swamp, the Heracles Festival is in full swing.
The demigod's well-wishers have set up row upon row of tents, some for folk music, some selling dream catchers and crystals, and all smelling of very pungent joss sticks. At least, we think it's joss sticks.
Wow! This really has gone full Glasto. What is that smell? I could murder some crisps.
Of course, you do love a good murder, don't you, Heracles? Oh, don't look so glum. I only meant monsters and centaurs.
Listen, Junie, I'm not down with this whole Heracles fest. People could get hurt.
It'll be a breeze as per. I want these people to see their brand hero in action. I personally wouldn't miss this for the world.
Namaste, Heracles Fest! I'd like to kick off Magic Hour with either the song from Musashi Part 3 or an original composition about how much I love Heracles. It's frankly up to me. So let's just wave our joss sticks in the air and sing!
Oh, Heracles, I'm a lion. I say it's impressive that you killed that lion. Just a shame that you murdered your own family.
Very impressed what you did. Heracles sits unhappily. The sun sets red and gold over the lake and the little festival. The sound of acoustic guitar and laughter floats across the still water, deep into the heart of the grim marsh.
Amid the dead trees and stagnant pools, something stirs. Iron beaks clack, bronze feathers skitter, and wings of steel begin to beat. A dark cloud of Hitchcockian malevolence gathers.
For the Stymphalian birds have awoken, and they are angry birds.
And that's the end of the Prima song! Thank you, friends of Heracles! Now let's all join hands for my traditional rendition of Karma Police on the acoustic guitar!
Yeah, what's that coming out of the swamp? Like a cloud or something?
Is there a light show? My festival snacks won't kick in for another half an hour.
It's coming this way, against the wind.
Pack up, you chaps. The headliner's going on early.
Heracles is up and ready. He and his Gucci lion skin glower fashionably at the dark cloud descending. He strings his brand new bow and unpacks a glass flask of lethal hydra venom.
I didn't tell you to bring that with you.
The Hydra Venom. Listen, Junie, you're a great PA, but maybe stay in your lane when it comes to monster killing, yeah?
That is the most lethal poison in the world. It weakens your brand, and the sponsors won't like it. Not that it should matter.
Trust me, it won't. Hey, up there, you mangy rats with wings! Come get some trill!
Heracles knocks a Hydra blood arrow and narrows his eyes to shoot.
As he does so, the circling cloud shifts closer, as though it perceives a threat.
He draws back to his ear, the hydra-stained arrow tip foul in his nose.
Let's start this show. Undergarments.
And the brand new bow snaps.
Junie! Did you get this thing from Wish?
Accept the blessings of your true patron, mortal. I am Hera of Olympus. And I shall suffer the insult of your breath no longer.
Hera, of all the vile tricks, I should end you here for what you've done to me.
As if you could. Look to yourself and the cowering sycophants that shall bear witness to your end. I shall, and I've brought...
The dark cloud plummets down. Beady red raptor eyes glare down on the terrified crowd.
The birds dive, and their bronze wings loose thousands of razor-sharp feathers.
As the lethal feathers sizzle and hiss through the panicked crowd, Heracles unfurls his invincible lion skin to shelter them.
Get behind me! Go! The Gucci! It does nothing!
But it is not the true skin of the Nemean lion, only a gaudy, worthless imitation.
The birds swoop again, and the marsh around the festival explodes!
The magic droppings blast through the tents and merch stands, and Heracles' fest goes up in a shower of joysticks and weapons-grade scat.
We need to go to the welfare! This is a really bad threat!
Panic reigns as the birds snatch up the screaming men and women and carry them away.
Get off me!
Let him go, you vile budgie!
Heracles springs into the air. His club folds up a devil bird like a crisp packet.
Kill him, you mangy crows. Kill him now.
At Hera's command, the fell birds wheel around and converge on the helpless Heracles.
He looks about him at the carnage. The cowering innocents and the nightmare flock swooping. And for the first time in a while, he has a clear thought.
All of you, run! Run!
Come on, headliner, put on a show for your queen!
Heracles runs towards the foul swamp, into the lair of the winged horrors, but away from the innocent bystanders.
Oh, come on, you tin barricades. If you want me, come and get me!
His feet pound from the ashes and into the squish of the swamp.
The birds dive and swoop, plunging their iron beaks into our hero.
So beaky!
The winged fiends peck and gouge, but Heracles grabs a foul and crushes it in his hands like a Coke can!
And splashes into the shallows as the birds peel away and return with a massive guano salvo.
Foul bog water erupts about him and fire scorches through the jarred dressing gown.
A dagger beak exosets into his back and sends him crashing into the deep water.
His mouth fills with rank water. Explosions flash in the swirling brown, and Heracles swims down, even as the razored feathers arc through the churn towards him.
He screams a noiseless scream as an enormous blast drives the breath from his body.
At last, it is done. Do you want this? No more laborious labors for you. Heracles is dead. I'm going to open another bag.
Night comes. The fires still flicker on the fringe of the marsh, and all is quiet.
Save for the cries of those carried away to the birds' nests, high in the dead trees at the marsh's centre, where the creatures make their nests. There to be eaten by inches by the foul, helpless. For of Heracles, there is no sign.
The moonlight twinkles off the stagnant water, where bobs a flotsam of promotional Heracles brand wine goblets, joysticks, and a ragged lion-headed dressing gown, which rises from the black water and vomits onto the bank.
Not in the good way. I swear this commercial work is gonna be the death of me.
The demigod lives, but only just. Soaked, caked in mud and blood.
And very likely cooked from all that pyro. And full of, ow, bronze feathers.
Heracles sits heavily on a dead tree and begins to tend to his wounds.
Of which there are many. Man, my goose was almost cooked by the mother of all stepmothers. I need to get out of here. I can't fight these things with just a club. It's impossible.
And the thought dawns on Heracles.
Oh, yeah! I quit.
He throws down his club and he walks away. Away from the labors, away from redemption, away from...
Woo-hoo!
From the owl. For it is the owl's haughty hoot that stops him in his tracks.
Hoot off, you!
Twitoo!
I've had my fill of birds.
There is something about the owl, the familiar way it preens itself, something superior.
You remind me of someone. Were you on an 80s burglar alarm, Mr. Owl?
Twit woo!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Owl.
Twit woo!
Mrs. Owl?
Twit woo!
Yes, now you really do remind me of someone. Someone wise, someone clever, and someone immeasurably smug.
Twitoo!
My big sister Athena, who often appears in the form of the wisest of birds.
Twitoo!
Well, it doesn't take wisdom to see that my quest is hopeless. Hera will never let me complete my labors and—
Twitoo!
Then tell me, wise Athena, why am I doing this? For my father? Gross. For fame and fortune? Bah. To redeem myself? That's the most impossible labor of them all. So answer me this, sister. Why am I doing this?
Heracles!
Heracles! Heracles!
Heracles! Heracles!
So long as people sing your name, so long will it ring in Hera's ears. Take heart, Heracles. Take heart, little brother.
Of all the dirty tricks, fine, but let me be clear. From now on, I'm not doing this for the little guy, or for heroism. I'm doing it to cram my name down Hera's witchy ears. Now, how am I gonna get out of this? Ow!
Something brass stubs under the demigod's toe.
Well, what's a stub toe when you've been beaked and bombed? Is this for me? A crotala? It's not junior school assembly, you know.
What's a crotala?
It's a simple musical instrument, like a castanet. Oh, great, I can hear the narrator again. Anyway, though I don't see what good it will do, unless it's some kind of magical crotala that will... Ah! Sweet Hades, that is the most horrendous noise ever! Not even the most hideous monster could stand that sound, and oh, wait, I see. Ha ha! And...
The demigod feels the generous pocket of the Gucci
gang. The Hydra blood. Curses. All I need is a bow. Not unlike that bow-shaped root you're perched on, Ms. Owl.
I hoot it when a plan comes together. Twit-woo.
Meanwhile, up in the tall trees.
Hello, RSPCA helpline. You are speaking to Melanie. What is the nature of your avian emergency?
Yes, hello. I'm being held prisoner in a giant nest awaiting consumption by murder birds, yo. It's not a great place to be. I've got some wheezy orphans with me, but I don't know how long they're going to last. They're very wheezy.
Is that in your garden?
No, I'm in a spooky swamp. Please hurry, yo.
I'm afraid if it's not in the garden, then it's a job for the council. Thanks for calling, bye.
Melanie, please, help me. I don't want to be eaten and then pulled out as high explosive. It's one of my worst fears, yo.
There's nothing I can do. Unless you would like to sponsor an osprey.
Sponsor an osprey? To do what?
I don't know. Just be an osprey, I suppose.
Oh, oh no! Oh no! Melanie! They've come for me! Ah! I'm upside down! And now I'm being dangled over hundreds of their vicious chicks and their beaky beaks! Help me!
Sorry, I'm on that way. Bye!
Curse you, Melanie! Curse you to the deepest... Ah! Oh, that terrible sound!
You up there, stop!
There is no time for puns, yo!
A bogwood arrow strikes the murder bird beneath the beak, and the Hydra's bite is instant. The bronze plumage rusts and crumbles in
an
instant.
Beak bird, take this!
Panicked, the birds take flight and release a volley of deadly bronze feathers. But the unseen bow sings again, and more of them go spiraling down into the marsh.
The birds can stand no more. Deafened by the terrible crotala and assailed by lethal bog arrows, they take to the skies and fly, never to return.
Boy Zeus, we're saved!
Hey, up there! Didn't you guys promise me a festival?
I still have my guitar!
Then let's hear you! Heracles Fair!
Yay!
And with that, the sound of celebration echoes across the swamp of Stymphalia, for the dreaded birds are gone, and all are merry. All save one.
Far away on the edge of the marsh, an elegant hand crushes an empty popcorn packet.
This isn't over, Heracles. This isn't over at all.
Even as he crowd surfs across his emphatic followers, Heracles feels the baleful gaze of the goddess and smiles.
Your move, Hera. Now, who's for techno?
And so, on a thumping Euro techno note, the sixth labor of Heracles draws to its silly close.
We're halfway. I wonder what's next. Killer bulls, man-eating horses, athletic women with knives.
Yes, that's all to come.
Seeing as we're halfway through the 12 labors of Heracles, what would you say to a lazy compilation special of...
The Silly History Boy Show!
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
And so, for the lame avian puns, superhero angst, and all of that exploding bird poo...
We are... As always...
Sorry!
Heracles versus the Angry Birds, or episode 89 of the Silly History Boys show, was written and produced by the Silly History Boys. The parts of a sweaty clubber man, a noir peasant, a dog, that's right, just a dog, the farty hunter from the Cenarian Hind episode, and a soppy hippie who sounds a little bit like Kajiro from all the Musashi episodes, was whistled into existence by Stu the Pear Bear Perry. Zeus, king of the gods, a sheep. Just a sheep. What range? Another Uar peasant, Mel the unhelpful RSPB switchboard operator, and all the killer birds. Of course it was me, your dear Uncle Bob Bob. Ares, the gruff Yorkshire god of war who he inherited from Uncle Bilbo. King Bubhead, or King Euphorus, or King Eurystheus. Our gruff bouncer, a duck. Yeah, that's right, just a duck. The other farty hunter from the Cenarian Hind episode, and another Uar peasant, was given voice today by Tombo Furmore. Do you know what? I bet when he looked at his parts, he thought, oh no, I've got loads to do. But all of those parts, apart from Ares, had about one line, so there you go. It's a very fat and impressive cast sheet for Tombo. Ms. Juno, a suspiciously competent mystery PA, and Hera, the vengeful queen of the Olympians, was given voice by Gloria Agatha Lynn. Thanks very much, Gloria, for stepping in to be the third version of Hera, the queen of the Olympians. Maybe the gods can just change voices. No one's taking Zeus off me. Artemis, goddess of the hunt, with all her bows and animals, was given voice by Velma von Bob Bob. Thank you very much, the tiny wife. An owl, who may or may not have been Athena, the goddess of wisdom, was given voice by Lara Larry Brebbin. Thanks very much, Lara, for pretending to be an owl. It's weird, things that people ask you to do for no money who you've never met. Thanks, Lara. And of course, leaving him to the very last, which of course is not what he deserves, but he was the titular hero and also a very sweaty clubber in a boob tube, so we'll let that sit with you for a minute. The part of the hero of all heroes, Heracles, was given gravelly voice by Will Uncle Bilbo Tristram once again for the seventh time, yeah, seventh time, six labour, seven episodes. Yes, well done, Uncle Bilbo. You can always rely on him for an underwater scream. He'll do it. And speaking of noises, there were quite a few noises this week. There always are. And we are indebted to Zapsplat of Zapsplat.com for all their Zaps, Splats, and Boyings. We have that gold membership. Let's see if Zapsplat actually listened to the show. That would be nice if they did, because we literally couldn't do it without them. All right, music is quite a lot of it. And it begins at Synthesax. Synthesax. For the Terminator trailer, which was the theme tune for the Stymphalian Birds. We also give thanks to Dan Hennick for his track Danger Snow from Royalty Free Music, patagonia.com. It's time to say ta to Big Scotty Buckley for the tracks Patagonia and Age of Wonder, and let's face it, probably more. I'm recording these credits before I finish the show for the second time. Once I didn't put the right microphone in, the other time I didn't press play, so this is going pretty well so far, but I'm very well practiced, as you can tell. We also thank Zapsplat for even more of their royalty-free music. Did you know they do music as well? They do. Remember that cult membership? We also give thanks to Daniel Bradley of Daniel Bradley Music. And it wouldn't be the credits of the Silly History Boys show if I didn't say ta to Lord Fast Fingers Tristram for penning the Silly History Boys show theme tune, episode 89. I wonder what's going to be episode 100. Who knows? Who knows? It's social media time. We are on lots of social media, including Instagram, but some elderly gentlemen say we're not. We are. We're also on Facebook and the platform formerly known as Twitter, X, at @SHB_show. If you've enjoyed the show, then why not follow the Ko-Fi link on this episode and give us some money for a Ko-Fi? God, I really need to go and buy some milk so I can have some Ko-Fi so I can finish this episode. You could also rate and review on your chosen podcast platform. We are back to 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, so thank you very much for all those given reviews on Apple. We're only down to 4.5 on Spotify, though, so if you listen on Spotify, if you wouldn't mind, mate, that'd be great. Thanks very much. Gigs! Gigs! We are abroad within the great green country of the United Kingdom. We will be at Alnwick Castle, the residence of the Duke of Northumberland. He's still going for some War of the Roses based action. We're going to be there from the 28th of May until the 2nd of June. So yeah, we all better get on our fitness regimes. We're also going to be at Alnwick from the 12th to the 18th of August. That is not listed on the website, but Tom said we are, and I've booked it off, so we're coming. I say booked it off, I'm self-employed. Tom's going to be at Alnwick Castle loads, because Maurice is best known to themselves. They love him, so check out the Alnwick Castle events page. He's also been cheating on us with another podcast, the Alnwick Castle podcast, but we caught him, and we made them do a podcast with us, so very soon we'll be doing the Alnwick podcast. We've done it. We'll be doing the Alnwick Castle podcast as well. On the 6th and 7th of August, we're going to go to Warkworth Castle, birthplace of Harry Hotspur Percy, to do some more seriousness. If you joined us there before, we've seen loads of you there before, so yeah, come down, we're going to be back. That'll be brilliant to see you all there. Pear Bear and Bob Bob will be at Belsay Castle up north on the 15th and 16th of June for some hot Father's Day action. We might have someone else with us as well. We will have more gigs, I'm sure. We'll let you know all about them. I need to finish the episode that you just listened to. So, thank you very much. See you later. Bye! Bye.
Drowning noises, then underwater scream.
Do a low-pass filter, you lazy cretin.
It's okay. Uncle Bilbo can use nature's low-pass filter and close his mouth.